namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Asaivam
asaivam.
Akila lokapala
akila lokapala.
Lamopi
lamopi.
Lakshanayar
Lakshanayar
Yaravad
Yaravad
Abhaduta
Abhaduta
Desha
Desha
Asha
Asha
Charitayar
Charitayar
Adilakshita
Adilakshita
Bhagavat
Bhagavat
Prabhavo
Prabhavo
Yominam
Yominam
Sampraya
Sampraya
Vidhim
Vidhim
Anushikshtayan
Anushikshtayan
Svakalevaram
Svakalevaram
Nasur,
Nasur,
Atmani,
Atmani,
Atmanam,
Atmanam,
Asang Yavahitam,
Asang Yavahitam,
Anatantara,
Anatantara,
Avina,
Avina,
Anhishamana,
Vijamana,
Uparatanu Vritir,
Uparatanu Vritir,
Uparama,
Uparama,
Tathaiva makila loka pala lalamopi vilakshanaya jaravad avadurta vesha bhasha charitaya avilakshita bhagavat prabhavo yoginam samparaya vidhim manushikshayan svakalevaram jihasur admanyatmanam asang yavahitam anatantara bhavi nan vikshamana uparatanu vrittir uparama.
Atevam,
thereafter,
thereafter.
Evam, in this way, Akila Lokapala Lamaha, the head of all kings and monarchs of the universe,
the head of all kings and monarchs of the universe,
Api,
Api,
although,
although,
Vilakshanahi,
Vilakshanahi,
various,
various,
Jadavat,
Jadavat,
as if stupid,
as if stupid,
Abhadhuta Vesha Pasha
Tavai, Pasha Tavai,
by the dress, language, and characteristics of an avadhuta. Avilakshita bhagavat prabhavaha.
Avilakshita bhagavat prabhavaha.
Hiding the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Hiding the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Keeping himself like an ordinary human being.
Keeping himself like an ordinary human being.
Yoginam.
Yoginam.
Of the yogis.
Of the yogis.
Samparaya vidhim.
Samparaya vidhim.
The method of giving up this material body.
The method of giving up this material body.
Anushikshayan.
Anushikshayan.
Teaching.
Teaching.
Svakalevaram.
Svakalevaram.
His own personal body.
His own personal body.
Which is not his own. All material. Jihasuhu, desiring to give up like an ordinary human being. Atmani,
Atmani,
unto Vasudeva, the original person.
Atmanam,
himself, Lord Rishabhadeva, being an Aveshavatara of Lord Vishnu.
Being an Aveshavatara of Lord Vishnu.
Asang Yavahitam, without intervention by the illusory energy. Anatantarabhavina, himself in the status of Vishnu.
And
Vikshamana, always seeing. Uparatanu Vrittihi, who is acting as if giving up his material body. Uparama, seized his pastimes as the king of this planet. Translation. Lord Rishabhadeva was the head of all kings and emperors within this universe, but assuming the dress and language of an avadhuta, he acted as if dull and materially bound. Consequently, no one could observe his divine opulence. He adopted this behavior just to teach yogis how to give up the body. Nonetheless, he maintained his original position as a plenary expansion of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna. Remaining always in that state, he gave up his pastimes as Lord Rishabhdev within the material world. If, following in the footsteps of Lord Rishabhdev, one can give up his subtle body, there is no chance that one will accept a material body again.
अतएव अखिल लोकपाल रामो की विलक्षण जरवत धृतवेशा. So this is also opulence of Krishna. जरवत अब धृतवेशा, although he is the proprietor, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Still, this is another opulence, how to become renowned. This is another opulence. It is as good as the other opulences. Paisajyasya samagrasya. All the opulences, property, money, wealth, these are aishadja. And he says, Krishna, sarva-loka maheshwaram, not only in one planet, but all the universes, all the planets within the universes, they are all the properties of Krishna. Sarva-loka maheshwaram. Aishadjasa, samadjasa, bijasa, strength, what is that? So, jasa sastriya, jnana vairag, this is vairag. Not that, simply Krishna is enjoying 16,000 palaces, 16,000 queens, and millions of descendants, Yadu-vamsa. This is another side, and this is another side, vairāga. Jñāna-vairāga, and jñāna, we can understand a little piece of his contribution of jnana, Bhagavad Gita. That is a little piece of a stock of knowledge. 5,000 years he spoke, and still it is being continued, not only in India, but also all over the world. This is jnana. Anyway, strength, when you are 7 years old, Krishna, he lived at the Govardhan Hill, Jnana Vairagya, everything complete, that is all. Nothing less, not that I am rich man, but I cannot lie down on the street. Not that kind of Buddha. He is complete, completely different from a rich person. Akhila Lokapala, he is the controller of the whole universe. Still, is he Buddha. So, Krishna consciousness means Vairagya vidya. Vairagya vidya means bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means vairagya vidya. That he is teaching by his personal behavior. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also taught us vairagya vidya. He, when he was a grihastha, He was the most learned scholar in Nambudhi. When he was 16 years old, he defeated a very great learned scholar, Keshav Kasmi. He was requested by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to make some stanzas praying the Ganges. So he immediately made 100 slokas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time 16 years old, he was a student of Brahma. He pointed out on the 64th slok so many defects. He was surprised that this boy is a student of Brahma and he has picked up so many mistakes in my composition. One of the prominent mistakes was Bhavani Bhatta. Bhavani Bhatta. Bhavani means wife of Bhava, Lord Shiva. And he pointed out who can be Bhatta, he had again. So both of them were Pandit. Yes. And there are so many mistakes he pointed out. So that was his learning. He was known as Nimai Pandit. Of course, Brahmins were all called Pandit still in India. There is the practice. The Brahmanas are addressed as Pandits. Because Brahmana cannot be Murkha. That is not a Brahman. He must be a scholar. At least he must know what is the ultimate goal of knowledge. So, in the Kali Yuga, we do not expect everyone to be very great scholar. That is not possible. But if we know what is the aim of education, what is the objective of education, then he is also a scholar. Despite our Gaurakrishna Das Bhavadi Maharaj, he was illiterate. He could not sign his name. But he became the spiritual master of the great scholar of his time, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So, it is not the education, ABCD. In Bengal, we say Angwam. No. What is the purpose of education? The purpose of education is spoken by Krishna himself. Vedas sarvai ahami vapishtam. If one understands Krishna and takes to the shelter of his lotus feet, he also is the biggest part. Yoginamati sarvesa adratantaratmana sadhyaman bhajati samirukta. So, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended kalau nasiva 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 nasiva. By his practical life, when Prakashananda Saraswati criticized him that you are a sannyasi, and you do not read Vedanta, and you simply chant and dance. This was the question. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that my Guru Maharaj found me a great fool. Therefore, he advised me that he had no jurisdiction in studying Vedas because he had not a scholar, highly learned. You are a murkha. Guru Mane murkha, Puri Rasaka. So who is this Vedanta at the present moment? There is no education. But if you follow the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Vedanta philosophy is not for ordinary person. Simply, if we chant Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yogyavadam, then you get the same result what you get by studying Vedanta and Vedic literature. If we understand the Krishna through Bhagavan and he sacrificed everything for achieving the mercy of Krishna, then our Vedanta study is complete. That is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Kevalam, Kalo Nasti, 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 Nasti. And practically, we see in our Krishna consciousness movement, all you are young Westerns, you never study Vedanta, but you can surprise many so-called Vedantis how to understand Krishna, how it has become possible. Simply by your firm faith in your spiritual master and Krishna and chanting Hare. Just the Paravati, the Sadi, the Sadhguru, this is the basic process. If you have gone found faith in Guru and found faith in Krishna, Guru Krishna, Sipayapaya, Bhakti, Latadhi, then you get the seedlings of Bhakti, Lata. Somehow or other, you have to come to this Bhaktilata, increasing or nourishing the bhakti creeper. That is effective. So those who are Janis, very learned scholars, they cannot understand Krishna. Vedesu Dullam. It is not by academic education one can understand Krishna. Jatatāmavi siddhyānā kuscit vetrimāṁ tattat. There are so many mistakes coming. They say it is kalpana. So many. But here Krishna as Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, Krishna as Rishabhdev, Krishna as Krishna himself, they are teaching how to become pure devotees. Because Sakalevaram Jihasu Rasun. Before filling your this body, you must be self-realized. That is the aim of life. Bhavanam Sambhavanam. We have got this life, human form of life, and how to utilize this human form of life, how to achieve the vairagya vidya. This is vairagya vidya. No more interesting material things, that is vairagya vidya. Even to the body, that is the subject, is teaching us. This is vairagya. Bhakti Yoga means Vairagya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has spoken the same thing. Niskinchanastha Bhagavad Bhajanonamukha. Niskinchanastha. If you actually want to become a pure devotee, then we have to make this material way of life completely zero. Nāvilāsitā sunnam. Then it will be possible. If you have still a pinch of attraction for material life, then it will stop your promotion to the other spiritual world. Simply attachment to Krishna, that will make you advance. Dharma karma chami dikbam tu janati tattva taptati. He can, after giving in his body, mamati, he does not accept anymore the material body. He is immediately promoted to the spiritual world and Golok Vrindavan, Vaikuntha. There are many millions of Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual world. If he becomes Vairagi, Vairagi means no attachment for this material world. How to become completely free from our attachment of this material world? That is being exemplified by this object. He doesn't take care even of the body. Although he is Vaikuntha Purusha, how comfortably he lives in Vaikuntha Loka. Lakshmi sahasra sata sammama sevamanam. We are expecting one woman or wife will look after my comfort. But there Krishna is taken care of by hundreds and thousands of women. And who are they? Lakshmi, they are all goddess of thoughts, not ordinary women. Lakshmi has two features, Maya and the goddess of thoughts. The same Lakshmi, according to position, is like a government has got two departments, criminal department and civil department. So the government is the same, but there are two departments. This Maya is criminal department and Vaikuntha is civil department. Vaikuntha means there is no anxiety and Maya means always anxiety. Sadar Samudabhigina Vyam Asad Graha. Because we accepted the jurisdiction of Maya, they are Asad Graha, Asatoma, Sadgama. Therefore, leading instruction is, don't remain in this Asad, Om Prasthat. Go to the real life. Yotidgama, don't remain in the darkness. This is basic instruction. Anyone who has accepted this material world as very comfortable, it is not comfortable, it is simply suffering. Krishna says, dukkhalayam asaswatam. Still, if we want to be happy in this material world, bahiratthamanina, these fools are trying to be happy within this material. Material means external energy. Bahiratthamani. Nati vidu sāsakati nihibhishmu. Durāsaya. This is durāsaya. The hope which will never be fulfilled. But this is dunāsaya. Māyā sukāya paramad bhavatu vimunā. Unless there is vairagya, there is no question of happiness. But we cannot attain vairagya immediately. Therefore, the vidhimārga, vidhimārga bhakti, to rise early in the morning, to attend mangalārti, to offer ghee, flowers, fruits. And in this way, we shall be engaged 24 hours, then we will have to be really developed. Anathavasamam sāksā bhakti yogam madhukkali. This is anatha. This material life is simply anatha. Has no meaning. Because you are creating another life. This, without any spiritual knowledge, if you simply give ourselves to the action and reaction of material nature, then you are making progress on the path of mithya samsara bhatman. And if we attain Krishna, then māmupetva kaunthiya dukkhārāyamata. Nātmavan. It's two ways. So, our request is that you have taken to this vairāgya vidyā. So, vairāgya vidyā, we do not say that you starve, don't eat anything, don't sleep at all. No. It should be regulated. Rāsaktasya viṣayān yathāraṁ kuruṣa. Don't be attached to eating and sleeping. That is not good. But you must eat, you must sleep as little as possible and try to conquer over it. My mind dictating, I sleep 17 hours. No. That is tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharya. Vaishnava is sleep more than 4 hours or 5 hours. Or atma 6 hours. That's all. Not mother. That is vairagya vidyā. We have to learn it. That is devotional service. Vairagya vidyā nija bhakti yogam. He is sitting. Krishna himself is sitting. Here, you see, Vishabda with Krishna. Vairagya vidyā. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, he taught vairagya vidyā. Pratyāsa duṣṭhaja sure citarāsa the king. Dharmishyādhuvatasā jalagādhagnyam māyāmidam gaitaye śrutamannadāv bandhi mahāpūsati charanāv. So, opulence in Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, Krishna appeared in a Khatriya family, very opulent. Lord Ramchandra appeared in a Khatriya family, kingdom, opulence. He also accepted vairagya vidyā. Father requested, my dear son, your mother likes that you should go to the forest. Immediately. Yes. This slope is applicable to Lord Ramachandra. Tapya sudustada sure kritarajaga king. He was going to be coronated next day king. But immediately, by the order of his father, he left everything. Is there any instance throughout the history of the whole world that a prince was going to be king tomorrow and on the order of father he left everything? This is Vairagya. This is called Vairagya. Elderly person is called Arja, respectful person. Arja means one is advanced. Arja does not mean meekness. Arian means, no. Arian means one who is advanced in civilization. Not this fools and that failure. No. Ārjabhatas, a superior person, his father, Maharaj Dasarath, said, indeed. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu also, this slope can be applicable to Chaitanya Mahāprabhu's life. He also became a sannyasi, Ārjabhatas. One brahmana, cursed him. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu to receive some blessings from the brahmana when he was born, you are voluntarily trying to give some service to the brahmanas who are engaged in bathing in the Ganges. You clear the place because the brahmana, after taking bath in the Ganges, will sit down, chant mantra. So he cleans and he washes the cloth, and voluntarily you are doing service. So one brahmana blessed at your bath, you'll be very happy in your family life. You have good wife, very upland position, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was blocking the ears. The brahmana said, "What is this?" "Sir, this is not blessing, sir." "Oh, it is not blessing? Then you'll never be happy in your family life." Yes. This is all. So therefore he took Sankara. Ādhavata sādhata dhāvara. Similarly, Lord Ramachandra. Ādhavata sādhata dhāvara. These are the characteristics of the personality of God. Try to follow them. Not imitate, but follow. Thank you.